वैकुंठ बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर नारी जय गिरिवर नारी यशोदानन्दन जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर जयो गिरिवर नारी जयो यशोदानन्दन जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन जयो यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी Thank you. जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर्ष श्रीमद भजनारायण भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर्ष श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। काय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 9। धर्मस्य हि अपवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय हि स्मृतः। धर्मस्य हि अपवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय हि स्मृतः। धर्मस्य हि अपवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामोलाभाय हि स्मृतः। धर्मस्य ऑक्युपेशनल एंगेजमेंट ही सर्टेनली आपवर्गस्य अल्टीमेट लिबरेशन न नॉट अर्थः एंड अर्थाय फॉर मटेरियल गेन उपकल्पते इज मेंट फॉर न नाइदर अर्थस्य ऑफ मटेरियल गेन धर्मैकान्तस्य फॉर वन हु इज एंगेज्ड इन द अल्टीमेट डिवोशनल सर्विस कामः सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन काम लाभाय अटेनमेंट ऑफ ही एग्जैक्टली स्मृतः इज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय द ग्रेट सेजेस। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to the sages, one who is engaged in ultimate occupational service should never use the material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Purport. We have already discussed that pure devotional service to Lord is automatically followed by perfect knowledge and detachment from material existence. But there are others who consider that all kinds of different occupational engagements, including those of religion, are meant for material gain. The general tendency of any ordinary man in any part of the world is to gain some material profit in exchange for religious or any other occupational service. Even in the Vedic literatures, for all sorts of religious performances, an allurement of material gain is offered. And most people are attracted by such allurements or blessings of religiosity. Why are such so-called men of religion allured by material gain? Because material gain can enable one to fulfill desires, which in turn satisfy sense gratification. This cycle of occupational engagements includes so-called religiosity followed by material gain, and material gain followed by fulfillment of desires. Sense gratification is a general way for all sorts of fully occupied men. But in the statement of Suta Goswami, as per the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is nullified by the present shloka. One should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only. Nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri-rupam sagrajatam sagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamsha He krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam review class. So we are discussing from the first canto, second chapter, text 9. So first of all, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very famous verse, and basically the series of verses which are coming, they are all very famous, important verses. So this verse says, dharmasya hi apavargasya. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for apavarga. Apavarga means ultimate liberation. It comes from the word apavarga. So there is a pavarga and there is a apavarga. So pavarga means pa, pha, ba, bha, and ma. So this is a, you know, Devanagari alphabets. So pa means in this world, people, they do lots of parishram. And because of the parishram, they are foaming at their mouth. Fen is coming from the mouth. And somebody must have seen how when the horses or the donkeys, when they work very hard, they foam at their mouth. So pa, pha, and then bha. After getting whatever they want, then
there is a fear of losing it. That is bhaya. A, pha, ba. And before that, there is a bandhan, you know. Because he got whatever he wanted, he is attached to it. And because of that, he has the fear of losing it. Bha. And ultimately, this whole material existence ends with mrityu. So, this is the pa varga. And scriptures, they describe that religious principles should be practiced for apavarga, that is for ultimate liberation. Na artha arthayopakalpate, they should never be performed for material gain. And even if you get some material gain by the practice of dharma, then you should not use it for sense gratification, but you should use it for cultivation of this liberation, that is self-realization. So in the purport, Prabhupada is strongly condemning the mentality of people of the today's age. They are using the religious principles to get sense gratification. That is a tendency of people in the world. You know, whatever is helping me to enjoy sense gratification, I'll do that. Even if religious practices help me to, you know, enjoy better, I will do that. So one time, Yogeshwar Prabhu, he recalls that one Hindu gentleman, a very pious gentleman, he came. He was looking as if a very pious personality. And he was a scholar also. He was a scholar of Sanskrit also. So he came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have written a book about Krishna. And he had written that, how the dust raised by the hooves of the cows represent this. And the gopis are symbolic of that. So, Prabhupada, he said, and he told Prabhupada, can you look at this book? And Prabhupada said, yes, I have been looking at that book. And this man said, it took me 12 years to write that book. And Prabhupada said, still there are mistakes, still you have not understood the essence. So this person, so Prabhupada said, proof of whether one understands Krishna truly is whether he starts practicing devotional service or not. And then Prabhupada pointed out to the devotees, he said, just see these boys and girls, they are young and this is the age where they are supposed to enjoy. But they have given up everything and they are engaging in service of Krishna. So this person, he started chuckling and he said, Swamiji, sometime I smoke, sometime I drink, and I could give up these things if I wanted, but I don't want it. So Prabhupada said, yes, therefore you have to take many, many births to come to this understanding. So that is the understanding of people in this world. Whatever helps me to enjoy better, I'll do that. And scriptures, they verily condemn this. People in the world, as Bhagavad Gita says, Atma sambhavita sabdha dhanamana madanvita yajante nam yagyaiste dambhena avidhi purvakam. So people who are proud of their wealth, proud of their money, they even do religious performances. They will do lots of sacrifices just to increase their name and fame. Bhagavatam in another place says that Nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirthpada sevaya jivan napi mritopisa. Nehayat karma dharmaya. All the material duties, they should be used to practice dharma. But if the material activities are not taking one to dharma, if the religious principles are not taking one to vairagya, na viragaya kalpate, renunciation, and if your renunciation is not taking you towards Krishna, na tirtha pada sevaya, then jivan napi mritopisa. It is as good as being dead only. And the previous verse also very wonderfully said, if you are not engaging in spiritual realization, the practice of spiritual realization, then it is shrama evahi kevalam, So as in the third canto, Devahuti, she is telling to Kardamuni that saham bhagavato nunam vanchita mayaya dhridam yattvam vimuktidam prapya na mumukshaya bandhanat. So she is actually lamenting that I got association of such a great soul, but I did not take advantage of this association properly. I used it for my own sense gratification. So that is how many times we are strongly cheated by Maya in this material world. Even in the name of religious practices, you know, one may get deluded from the main path. And therefore, you know, the scriptures and the acharyas, they keep repeating again and again that this human form of life should be used for developing self-realization. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Guainu Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakhainu. It is like knowingly drinking poison. If somebody is not worshipping Krishna, then he is wasting his life uselessly. As Kaviraj Goswami also writes in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Paiya Manushya Janma Jena Shune Gaurugun Hena Janma Tara Vyartha Haila Paiya Amrit Dhuni Piye Vishya Garta Pani Janmi Ase Kene Nahi Maila. So he is also speaking very strong words. Paiya Manushya Janma, you have got a human form. Jena Shune Gaurugun, and you are not hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hena Janma Tara Vyartha Haila. Your life is waste. It is as if somebody gets a river of nectar, Paiya Amrita Dhuni, and what is doing? Piye Vishagartha Pani. He is drinking the poison from the ditch. Why did you take birth? You know, Kaviraj Goswami very strongly says, you should have died in the womb of your mother only. Why did you take birth? You know, there is no use of your life. You know. So therefore, Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakhainu. So if we are not using this human birth to develop love for Krishna, coming close to Krishna, then it is waste. So Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in the purport to this verse that different people have different dharma. Karmis, for them, their dharma is to engage in, to work and engage in sense gratification. Dharma leads to artha, artha leads to kama, and then when the senses are pleased, then they again engage in devotion, religious practices to increase sense gratification. That is the dharma for karmis. What is dharma for jnanis? Dharma for jnani is to control the mind and senses. Shama and dama. Tapasa brahmacharyena, shamena cha, damena cha. Tyagena satya shauchabhyam, satya shauchabhyam samena damenava. So these are the principles for jnanis. Doing austerity, cultivating self-control. What is the dharma for yogis? Dharma for yogis, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama and all those eight limbs. But then he says, what is dharma for a devotee? So this is very important, which Chakravarti Thakur is writing here. Dharma for a devotee is hearing and chanting and all the other nine limbs of devotional service. He says that when we are practicing, any spiritualist, whether he a jnani or a yogi or a bhakta, if he is practicing this process of spiritual life, by executing these processes, the material results will come. You will get artha for sure, but they are not the suitable goal. Arthaya na kalpate. One should not use material gain for sense gratification. Jnanis may get wonderful knowledge. Yogis may get mystic siddhis. And what devotees get, you know, that we'll be discussing in some time. You know. So basically, Chakravarti Thakur says one should become detached from the material gain. And then he says, dharma should be for apavarga. What is apavarga for jnani and a yogi? Apavarga for jnani and yogi is liberation, impersonal liberation. What is dharma for a devotee? He says, dharma for a devotee is prem bhakti. That is a dharma for a devotee. And he says, therefore, the desire of an avid practitioner should not be for attaining the material results. Arthasya kamo labhaya na. So one should not use the dharma of bhakti to get material results. You know. So therefore, he says that practice will give the results for sure. There are some primary results and there are some, you know, accessory results, secondary results. So therefore, we have to be very careful about the perks and benefits which we are getting by this process of bhakti. You know, the dharma of bhakti, when we are doing, definitely the perks and benefits will come. Just like when people in the outside world, they work for some company, they also give perks and benefits, and that's how people, they choose, oh, this company is better. They are giving me salary, but they are giving me more perks and benefits. I have more freedom there. I can, you know, decide when to work, more flexibility. So living entities, they are also wandering and searching in different companies for sense gratification in different species of life. And then after, you know, Brahmand Bhramite, somebody comes to the process of devotional service, and then he starts working for the company of our Panchatattva Enterprises, you know. So this Panchatattva, when we start working in that, we are also promised to get a salary. What is the salary which the Panchatattva is promising us? That is prema dhana. Prema ratana bina, prema dhana bina vyartha daridra jivan, dasakara vetan more deha prema dhana. So this is the vetan we are getting in this company. That is prema dhana. Sei pancha tattva mili prithvi asiya, purva prema bhandare ra mudra ughadiya. So this love of God, which was not available in the past, Panchatattva came and they broke open this treasury, and they are giving to everyone. So this is the actual prema, actual dhana. This is the vetan we are getting here. But apart from that, we should know what is the currency in which we are paid this prema dhana. You know? Just like different countries have different currency, dollars, rupees, dinar. What is the currency of this company in which we are working? Ekanta labham vachaso nupumsam shlushloka mauler gunavada mahu sutesha vidvad virupakritayam kathasudhayam upasamprayogam. The best occupational gain for humanity is vachaso nupumsam. You should use your words to glorify. Shushloka maule gunavada mahu. So this is a currency in which we are paid, hearing and chanting. So as a practitioner of Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that this is the currency we have to develop greed for. If a laborer is working in the outside world and he does not know what is this 2000 kya hai, you know, if he is paid in notes and he is asking what is this, he will not develop any greed for that. He will not develop a temptation. He will not develop a desire to work. Because he has no greed, for the, you know, money which he is getting. Similarly, we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We have to develop this greed for hearing and chanting. As Gauranga was telling once that there are two inspirations in this world, lust and love. For people in the world, they are only working for sense gratification. Lust for people and lust for things. And if we don't develop attraction towards loving Krishna, then by default our attraction will go towards lust for things and people. Because we cannot remain in middle. You know. We cannot say nahi thoda idhar bhi, thoda udhar bhi. No. It is not possible. So therefore we have to develop love, attraction for Krishna Katha, for holy name and for Bhagavatam. That is the currency in which we are paid. And if we are not developing attraction for this, then we will not develop the impetus to practice this bhakti. One time one businessman came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, ye sab aapne kaise kiya? You know, you went to America and in few years you had such a huge institution. So Prabhupada said, he said in Hindi, that main gaya, kartal liya, ped ke niche baitha, kirtan kiya aur ho gaya. You know? So I went to the west, sat beneath the tree and did kirtan and done. स्वामी जी वो तो ठीक है, और क्या किया, यू नो ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है, यू नो जस्ट बाय द सिंपल प्रोसेस हाउ कैन समबडी बिल्ड एम्पायर लाइक दिस. सो बिकॉज प्रभुपाद हैड दैट फेथ, हैड दैट लव फॉर कृष्णा, सो देयरफॉर ही कुड गिव इट टू अदर्स, यू नो. सो जयप्रकाश महाराज ऑल्सो सेज दैट वन टाइम अ लाइफ मेंबर ही केम टू प्रभुपाद एंड सेज, स्वामी जी कैन यू शो सम मिरेकल्स. प्रभुपाद सेड यस, I went to America with 40 rupees and now just see, I have an empire worth 400 million rupees. Is this not a miracle? So this gentleman, he started thinking, he said, yes, this is a miracle. So therefore, this is the greatest treasure which we are getting in ISKCON, that is sound vibration. That is the ekant labh for us. So therefore, we have to learn to develop a taste for holy name. Learn to develop a taste for Bhagavatam. Govinda Mataji, she recalls that she was sitting with Prabhupada in a garden in New Jersey and there was a small slug, you know, just slithering around. So she said, oh, I looked at that and said, oh, look at that, Prabhupada. You know, so Prabhupada said, just go and chant to this creature, you know, chant to this small, living entity. And then Govinda Mataji, she says that since then, I realized that holy name has the power to deliver even small insects and living entities like this slug. So just like in the world, the companies, they give us perk and benefits. So in the company of our ISKCON and Panch Tattva, you know, we also get some perks and benefits. And for that matter, by practicing devotional service, we get some perks and benefits. What are those perks and benefits? Generally in the material world, no employee says, no, I don't want perks and benefits. I am happy with the salary. But as we are practicing in this path of bhakti, we will also get perks and benefits because, you know, some perks and benefits, they'll be given by Lord. Other will be given by devotees, you know. So as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in Madhurya Kadambini, that in the stage of Anishchita Bhajan, there is a sixth stage called Tarang Rangini. So when we spend lots of time in Krishna consciousness, so we become steady, we are known in the devotee circle, are ye to bahut achche devotee hain, you know, Prabhuji, please give me your mercy. You know, devotees will come and surrender and they will take shelter. You are only my deliverer. So naturally name, fame, adoration, distinction, position, all these will come. These are the perks and benefits which are given by the devotees. And we have to be very careful. We cannot avoid it many times because by nature, devotees, they want to glorify others. You know, Prabhuji is sitting here. He can glorify whole day, you know. So devotees, they want to glorify others. So in the Madhurya Kadambini, Chakravarti Thakur writes one more thing, that there are four types of anarthas. There is a dushkritottha anartha. Dushkritottha means anarthas which are coming from sinful activities. That is pride, envy, anger, ignorance, all that. There is a sukritottha, the anarthas which are coming because of our pious deeds. What is that? That is tendency for sense gratification. There is something called aparadha uttha. When we engage in nama aparadha or seva aparadha, then these anarthas come. And then he writes something interesting. He says there is something called bhakti uttha anartha also. The anarthas which are coming out of because of the practice of devotional service. So what are these anarthas which come because of the practice of devotional service? He says wealth, worship, fame, prestige, puja, labh, pratishtha. These are actually the unwanted desires. At first, so Chakravarti Thakur writes that at first, it looks like they are the offshoots of bhakti lata bij. You know, because I am doing bhakti, I am getting so much of name, fame, prestige, adoration, distinction. But he says in reality, they are the mundane desires for all these things. So we have to be really careful. Because everyone likes to be glorified. We may like our glorification. If somebody is glorifying, he says, Prabhu, aage kaho aar, you know. Eho hai, you know. Aage kaho aar. Sunite paaye sukhe. Apurvamrit nadi bhaye tumar mukhe. Bolte rahi aap, you know. Achha lag raha hai, you know. But actually, this is a very dangerous thing. So Hari Vilas Prabhu, he recalls that Prabhupada, he came to his place where he was temple president, and there was a press conference. So he was little late, and there were around 30 devotees who were already sitting inside the room. So he came with Ghanshyam Prabhu, our Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And he thought, I am a president, I am engaged, I have done all these arrangements. So he went right up to, you know, passed across all the devotees, right, went right up to Prabhupada and sat there, just below Prabhupada. And then there was one devotee, and Ghanshyam Prabhu, he just sat, you know, near the gate. Humbly he sat down there, quietly. So Lochanananda Prabhu, he was introducing everybody and said, Prabhupada, he is Hari Vilas Prabhu, the temple president. And Prabhupada didn't even look at him, you know. And he kept looking here and there and asking about other devotees. And then Hari Vilas, this Lochananda Prabhu said, and Prabhupada, that is Ghanshyam sitting at the back. And he likes to distribute your books. So then Prabhupada said, oh, where is he? Please tell him to get up. So Ghanshyam Prabhu got up, and then Prabhupada thanked him. Then Hari Vilas Prabhu realized that, you know, Prabhupada, he understood my mentality, and therefore he rightly, you know, made me humble at that point. So this is what comes by mercy of devotees, because they want to glorify us. So we have to be really careful not to get swayed away, not to think that, oh, actually this belongs to me. And there are some perks and benefits which are given by Krishna also. You know. As we are practicing bhakti, various skills will come, skills of speaking, singing, you know, doing wonderful management, quoting lots of verses. So all these skills will come, you know. But, Sri Hamanand Prabhu was telling that, you know, why Krishna gives buddhi? You know, so these are all skills. So why Krishna gives buddhi? You know, he says that, you know, sometime Radharani is called Vidyarthini because she is always eager to learn newer and newer ways to serve Krishna. So one devotee, if he or she you know, cooks something and gets in front to offer to Krishna, and Krishna will think, "Arey bapre, ye khana padega abhi," you know. And Radharani will say, "Arey, nahi nahi, you know, he has made very nicely. Please take it. He is better devotee than me." So Krishna said, "Okay, if you are saying, then I'll have to accept it. No option." Then Krishna starts thinking, "Roj roj aisa hi khana padega, to problem ho jayega, you know. So better I give him intelligence so that he can cook properly." So that is the dami buddhi yogam tam, you know. So Krishna, he gives lots of, you know, skills, capabilities. Why Krishna gives all these perk benefits? Because these are dangerous. Because Krishna likes to give all these benedictions to devotees. We see in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narasimhadev told that, "You please ask something." Prahlad Maharaj said, "My Lord, I am not a businessman." In an angry mood he said that, "I have not done bhakti to get something from you." But Lord said, no, this is my nature. I want to give something to my devotees, you know. And secondly, Lord gives opulences to test his devotees many times, you know. Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya, kabu Krishna prem na den rakhe na lukaiya. So Krishna will give bhukti, he'll give mukti also. He'll give all these perk benefits, he'll give sense gratification, he may give liberation also. But he will not give prema so easily. Because Lord becomes conquered by the love of his devotees. Rajan patir guru alam bhavatam yadunam daivam priya kulpati kvachakin karova astveva manga bhagavan bhajatam kundo muktim dadati karichit smana bhakti yogam. So Narad Muni is telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj, "You are such great devotee of the Lord. You have made Lord as your everything. Kulpati, Guru, everything you have made him. So therefore, Lord has given himself fully. Prabhupada also told many times, Krishna tested me twice. Once by taking away everything from me, and next time by giving everything to me. So when we have the skills, powers, capabilities, the pure devotees, they are not affected by all these opulences. Janma, karma, vayo, rupa, vidya, aishwarya, dhanadibhi, yadiyasyana bhavet stambha, tatrayam mad anugrahat. So Vamanadeva is telling to Bali Maharaj, high birth, beautiful body, youthful body, wealthy, you know, position, high family, lots of knowledge, they will not bewilder my devotee. Tatrayam mad anugrahat yadi asya na bhavet stambhah. So my devotee will never become proud of all these things. That is the mercy of the Lord. So Bhavanand Prabhu, he recalls that one time he was in LA with Prabhupada and he was on the morning walk. And Prabhupada was going through the wonderful surroundings where lots of buildings were there, beautiful gardens were there, lakes. And Bhavanand Prabhu, he says that, I was actually attracted more to these things than to Prabhupada. And as I was thinking like this, Prabhupada, he coughed, turned around and spit at that grass lawn only, you know. So then Bhavanand Prabhu realized, you know, what he is telling me. So pure devotees are never affected by all these things. And we know the story one time. So Hridayanand Maharaj, he recalls that one time devotees, they brought Miss Mexico to see Prabhupada, you know. And generally when a celebrity comes, so you know, everybody is very careful so that he is dealt with properly. Everybody was speaking very nicely to this lady. And she, in her typical style, she was, you know, moving around, smiling and speaking few nice words. And then she sat in front of Prabhupada. And she said, oh, I like this place very much. I am very happy. And I enjoyed the program here and I would like to come here again. Prabhupada said, why do you want to come here again? So she had never heard such a question. And she was shocked. So Prabhupada said, so have you read Bhagavad Gita? She said, no. Then why will you come again? And then she became really humble. And then Prabhupada started speaking all the philosophy. So that is a pure devotee. You know, he is not bewildered. He does not want also all these things. As Dhruva Maharaj says, Swamin kritarthosmi varam na yache. Sana abhilashi tapasi stitoham tvam praptavan deva munindra guhyam. Kachan vichinvan apidivyaratnam swamin kritarthosmi varam na yache. Oh my Lord, I don't want all these benedictions of the worldly opulence. They are like the broken pieces of glass. And what you have given me is diamond. And later when Dhruva Maharaj, his brother Uttam was killed by the yakshas and then he started killing all the yakshas. Then somehow, you know, Swayambhuva Manu came and stopped him. And he, you know, agreed. Seeing this, the master of the yakshas, Kuvera, he's a treasurer, most wealthy person. He comes and he tells Dhruva, oh Dhruva Maharaj, I am very happy with you. Please ask for benediction. You know? So if anybody gets such a lottery, you know, getting a benediction, blank check from Kuvera, jo chahiye manglo, you know. So then one will start thinking, okay, what should I ask? But Dhruva, he asked such a wonderful thing. Saraja Raje Navaraya Chodito Dhruvo Mahabhagavato Mahamati Harau Savavre Chalitam Smritim Yayo Taratya Yatnena Duratyayam Tamaha. So Dhruva, he was Mahabhagavat and he was Mahamati. So therefore, what did he ask? Harau Savavre Achalitam Smriti. He asked for undeterred remembrance of the Supreme Personality. So that is the quality of a devotee. He never gets attracted by all these things. And it is described about Priyavrat Maharaj also, that earlier he was a renunciant and then because of the request of Swayambhuva Manu and order of Brahmaji, he got married. He became a great king. Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard this, he says, how is this possible? Priyavrat, he was Atmaram. He was a great Mahabhagavat. How did he again enter family life and not get entangled? That is another big thing. So, Shukdev Goswami says, this is not something astonishing. Because it is very easy for devotees to not get attracted by sense gratification. Otherwise, even if somebody leaves all these material opulences and goes to the forest, he does not go alone. He goes with 6 wives. Bhayam pramattasya vaneshu api syad yatasya asteshah shat sapatnah. But he says, jitendriyasya atmarati buddhasya grihashramam kimnu karotu yamadya. He says, out of fear, if somebody goes to the forest, he does not go alone. He goes with 6 wives, the 5 senses and the mind. But if a person who is jitendriya, atmarati and buddha, he is self-controlled, self-satisfied and learned. Grihashramam kimnu karoti avadya. What harm a household life can do to this person? So that is the understanding of a pure devotee. As Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the great, you know, he was the only heir to the empire of his parents, his uncles. But he had no attraction for that. Every day he was running. And his mother, she was getting so very disturbed. Putra batul hoila iha rakhaya bandhiya, tara pita kahe tara nirvinna hoya. Arey, son has become mad, bandke rakho, you know. So, father says, Indra samaishware striyap sarasam esab bandhite nari leka yaraman. Arey, he has the wealth of Indra. He has wife more beautiful than Apsara. If all these could not bind him, how can ordinary rope will bind him? Chaitanya Chandrera Kripa Haiya Chaihare Chaitanya Chandrera Batul Kera Khite Pare. So he has become mad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the mercy of Mahaprabhu he has become mad. Who can keep this mad son, mad person of Lord Chaitanya? You know. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in South India, he went to Kurum Brahman, and Kurum Brahman, he said, I want to come with you. Mahaprabhu said, don't become so much, you know, disturbed. Sthir hoya ghare aao nahao vatul. So that is a devotee. He never gets disturbed, even if he gets all these things. So how to handle all these perks and benefits? You know, these will come for sure. How to handle it? So first is, we have to always keep in mind that nothing belongs to me. All the capabilities, abilities, skills, they are given by Krishna. Nothing is mine, you know. And we have to just forward it, you know. We forward the message, WhatsApp message, forward. So forward it to parampara. Don't keep it with ourselves. So one time person came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have read your Bhagavad Gita. It was exactly like Ramanujacharya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So this is not a good, you know, thing to be told to an author, that you have copied it from this book. Prabhupada said, thank you very much. That is our job. You know, as somebody said, to copy is our right. You know. So that is our job. You know. So just copy paste. So Ramanand Rai, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramanand Rai and he was asking him, please tell me about Krishna Tattva. Ramanand Rai kahe ihami ki chhoi na jani, tumhi sahi kahao sahi kahe yehi vani. I do not know, my lord, anything. Whatever you are making me to speak, I am speaking. Ridaye prerna kara jihvai karao vani ki kahiye bhalamand ki chhoi na jani. You are giving me inspiration, that's why I am speaking. Otherwise, I don't know anything. And Kaviraj Goswami throughout Chaitanya Charitamrit, he is expressing that nothing is belonging to him. He is writing the PhD literature. For all time to come, he will be glorified. But what is his mood? Murkh, Neech, Shudra, Mi Vishaya Lalas, वैष्णवेर आज्ञा बले करे एते कसाहस आई एम मूर्ख फूलिश नीच शूद्र विषयर लालस आई एम अटैच्ड टू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन ही इज राइटिंग एट द एज ऑफ 90 यू नो सच अ ग्रेट डिवोटी बट वाई आई एम डूइंग दिस एंडेवर वैष्णवेर आज्ञा बले बिकॉज ऑफ द आज्ञा ऑफ वैष्णवज आई एम डूइंग दिस पाया यार आज्ञा धन रजेर वैष्णव गण बंदो तार मुख्य हरिदास चैतन्य अविलास सिंधु कल्लो लेर एक बिंदु तार कणा कहे कृष्णदास सो ही सेइंग आई हैव गॉट द आज्ञा धन यू नो मेनी टाइम्स आज्ञा लुक्स लाइक गन यू नो आज्ञा धन यू नो ही सेइंग आज्ञा धन ब्रजेर वैष्णव गण सो वैष्णवाज ऑफ वृंदावन दे हैव गिवन मी ब्लेसिंग्स मर्सी एंड ऑर्डर That's why I'm writing just some drop, you know, little bit I'm writing. And what is my qualification? Ami likhi ha mithya kari anuman, amara sharir kasht putali saman. My body is like a wooden doll. You know, whatever Mahaprabhu is making me to write, I'm writing. Because, what is my qualification? Vriddha jara turo ami andha badhir, hasta hale mano buddhi nahi morasthir. My hands are trembling, I am becoming old, I cannot see anything, my mind is unsteady. Unsteady mein itna likh diya, you know. you know. And he says, I have said this earlier also, but still I am repeating it. My disqualification, why I am repeating it? Tathapi likhiye shun ihara karan. Why I am writing this literature? Shri Govinda, Shri Chaitanya, Shri Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Shri Bhakta, Ara Shri Shrotrabinda. He says, Govinda, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, the devotees and all the hearers. And who else? Shri Swarupa, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatana, Shri Raghunath Das, Shri Jeeva, Shri Guru, Shri Jeeva Charan. All the Goswamis. They have given me order. That's why I am writing it. Otherwise, I have no qualification. And he says, there is one more personality who gave me order. That is Madan Gopal. Otherwise, I have no qualification. And then, this is the first thing. Then, secondly, what we have to do is we have to keep hearing about the dangers of the worldly fame, prestige, adoration. Because if it goes in the mind, then we start offending devotees, we start competing with devotees to show our supremacy. As we know in the case of Balaramji, when he went to this place where Rom Harshan Sutta was giving the discourse, he did not get up when Balaramji came. And Balaramji, he became so very, sorrowful. That he killed him. Because he could not tolerate anybody becoming proud of his knowledge. And then we have to learn how other devotees, they have responded to it. You know, we know the story when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave mercy to Kurma Brahman and then he left. Then there was one more personality called Vasudev Leper. He wanted to get darshan, but somehow Mahaprabhu left. But he was so very desperate that Mahaprabhu came back and he delivered him, made him completely free from all the leprosy. So Vasudev Leper, when he saw this, Prabhu Sparshe Dukkha Sange Kushtha Dura Gela Anandita Sahita Anga Sundara Hoila. So the body became beautiful. Then Vasudev, he started praying to the Lord, Oh my Lord, I don't want this. Because I'll become proud of it, you know. So that is the disposition of a devotee. He is always careful not to become proud. We know the story of Madhavendra Puri, you know. When he was famous, Kheer Chor Gopinath Mahaprabhu, Krishna has stolen sweet rice for you, you know. So he ran away. Pratishthar bhaye puri gela palaiya, Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange ganaiya. He ran away. So that is the disposition of a devotee. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he writes one more thing, that whenever these abilities come, how to use these abilities? You know, because they will come. Jnanis, they use these abilities for Shama and Dama. Yogis, they use it for yam and niyama, and devotees should use it for serving the Lord and serving the devotees. So that's how we have to use these abilities, and that is called Yukta Vairagya. So this is the treasure, this is the perk and benefit which we are getting in ISKCON, in our Panchatattva enterprises, you know, where Lord is giving so much mercy, and ultimately we will be getting prema, ratana, dhana also. That is the main salary. So we should not get just swayed away by the perks and benefits and forget the salary. So that's how we can also, you know, move along in this path in a safe way and attain success. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.